Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Theories. Today, it's all about cricket because, we hardly have any other sports to report on. Well, except the fact that the Sri Lanka Rugby Football Union has decided that for the forthcoming club season, foreigners will be able to play for respective clubs, whoever can afford to invite them. Now, this is something that is fantastic because having certain foreigners, I mean, you know, we should have a lot of Fijians play the game here in Sri Lanka, and it certainly does improve the performance of the Sri Lankans. So this season, foreigners will be permitted to play. And I also want to make mention that our successful athletics team that became runners-up in the South Asian competition were first felicitated in Sri Lanka. They were in fact felicitated by the sports ministry, and it was a fantastic event. Sadly, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to give you further reports because of personal reasons, but then it was absolutely fascinating. Right, quickly on to cricket. We had two games which we would like to report on. Yesterday, the second T20 game between India and Australia at Melbourne ended up being a one-sided game. India bowled out for 125 in just 18.4 overs. Now, out of the 125 runs, mind you, Abhishek Sharma, the opener, makes 68, and Harshit Rana, the middle-order seam bowler, made 35. The rest of the Indian batters were up against some excellent seam bowling, and they couldn't cope, I reckon, with their extra bounce that Melbourne had to offer. Josh Hazlewood, 3 wickets for 13, Bartlett, 2 for 19, Nathan Ellis, 2 for 21, and Marcus Tonis, 1 for 24. Australia get there with ease, 126 for 6 in 13.2 overs. Captain Mitch Marsh made 46, Travis Head, 28, Josh English, 20. As far as the bowling was concerned, Bumrah took 2 for 26, always effective. And Varun Chakravarti, you know, who's from Tamil Nadu, took 2 for 23. Lots of variation in the way that he bowls. His off-spin, he is the mystery bowler for India. And Kuldeep Yadav was carted, took 2 for 48, but he got a bit of a hammering. Let's go down now to South Africa versus Pakistan. The Pakistanis are hosting South Africa, and the second T20 was just another one-sided game. South Africa was bowled out for just 110 runs against Pakistan, and Pakistan made 121 runs for one wicket in 13.1 overs, winning this game by 91 runs. And Salim Ayub made 71. What a talented player he is. Right, we also have a big game coming up tomorrow, and we'll be having a special script about that game. That's India versus South Africa, the finals of the Women's World Cup 50-over game at the Navi Stadium in Mumbai. And the umpires are as follows. The on-field umpires, Jacqueline Williams and Sheridan. The third umpire is Sue Redifar. And the fourth umpire is Sri Lanka's Nimali Pereira, and the match referee, Michelle Pereira. Well, it's going to be very, very interesting. Let me tell you that we are going to have a special script. Can the South African tick the boxes? So look forward to that script today. Hope to have it around for your reading pleasure, let's say before 12 noon today. Can South Africa tick the boxes is the subject. Thanks for being in our company. We wish you a very pleasant weekend. I'm sorry. And today is the 1st of November. May the blessings of God Almighty be with you and the rest of all your loved ones as we welcome the month of November in our calendar year. Thanks for listening from Lucky Pedis and myself, Brian Thomas, signing off, wishing all of you a blessed day.